So, hi everybody, this is Benjamin from SportsTechX. Today I have the pleasure to talk to Sriram. Sriram is a very special guest for me today because he's only 12 years old. He has been named finalist in the 2018 Discovery Education 3M Young Scientist Challenge because he developed an app. Believe it or not, it's for archers. He developed an archery assistant, and I'm going to speak about that today with him. But first of all, hi Sriram.
Hi, Benjamin.
Hi, pleasure to have you on the podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. Why don't we start with some information about you as a person? I'm sure my listeners are curious about who that 12-year-old genius kid is. So, yeah, just say about some words about yourself.
I'm really close to my family. I have two older sisters. And my grandparents just came to visit. I like going biking with my sisters and doing science experiments. And by science, I don't just mean archery, but like I mean experiments and burning up LEDs. That was really fun. My favorite hobby is eating. I love eating. I'm really passionate about it. And I like to draw and I also enjoy cricket and swimming, and one of my passions is actually following my passions.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, and let me tell you something, that eating passion, that's something the two of us share, so we're on the same line.
Yeah.
Cool. So like I said initially, you took part in this Young Scientist Challenge. Can you tell me how did you find out about it?
A few summers ago, my grandfather taught electronics classes to my sister, a few friends, and I. And I really loved those classes. That's where my whole passion for electronics actually started. And back then, I was just burning LEDs mostly, but now I'm doing my project. And one day, on the internet, I came across the Young Scientist Challenge with my grandfather, and we both really, really loved it because of the mentoring that comes over the summer. That's really what made it stand apart from all the other science fairs. So I felt really motivated to do it after hearing that.
Yeah, and as we all know, you've been very successful there. Like I said, you came up with an idea of an archery assistant. I was wondering, how did you come up with an idea? Are you an archer yourself, or is it something that you've been interested in? Can you give us a few insights about that?
Great question. I was named after the Hindu god of archery, Lord Rama. I was always fascinated with archery, and I used to watch films about Lord Rama. When I was a toddler, I played with plastic bows and arrows, and as my passion for archery matured, I started using a professional bow. When I started professional archery with my coach, I found that it was really hard to practice alone at a range in between classes. Without having a coach during practice, I found it really hard to incorporate his feedback because I had no guidance. And week after week, I received the same feedback. I wanted to solve this problem. During practice, I noticed that the arrow traveled in an arc, and that arc changed based on the angle. I wanted to calculate the trajectory of the arrow based on the angle, but I wasn't sure how to tackle this problem either. In addition to archery, I was also learning electronics from my sister every Friday evening. On Friday, when she taught us about accelerometers and gyroscopes, I suddenly realized that, hey, maybe I could use this to tackle that problem. I could measure the angle with the accelerometer and the orientation of the bow with the gyroscope. And as I developed my tool, I thought about ways in which I could expand its use and all the people I could help, because so many people do archery. And I found that even more people than I thought did archery. Many people with disabilities practice the sport, and blind archery is actually becoming a Paralympic sport in the year 2020. There aren't many technological aids or apps for blind archers, and I thought that my app with the real-time feedback spoken out loud would greatly help blind archers, so that's how I came up with the idea.
Wow, I really love that. That's a very intense background story. First of all, the connection to your name is amazing, and that you even thought about all those people who have handicaps and might not be able to do the sports as they would like to do. And let me tell you something, I think I only tried archery once or twice, and amongst us, I was not really good. I think one out of 10 or 2 out of 10 attempts really went into where I wanted to have them. So I think I could really use your app once it's finished. That leads us to the next question. Can you tell us a bit more about how it works exactly? How do you help people to be a better archer?
Yeah, so there's two parts to my project. One is the app and the other is the bow. So basically the app, it's pretty easy. It's really easy to use even for visually impaired people. And you don't have to do much before you start shooting. You just need to go to the calibration and enter some info there about your bow. So there's this thing called Hooke's Law, and the user has to use a spring scale to basically determine the potential energy that the bow builds up for the amount, for the rate, like to the ratio of how much they pull back the bow. And that helps with calibrating the velocity that the arrow is going to go to the target. And the app also gives form corrections and feedback on where to aim to hit the bullseye. And then the bow, the sensor that's on the bow is called a flex sensor, and it gives form corrections. And it tells the user how much to pull back each time, because if that's inconsistent, the potential energy is inconsistent, and the user may not always hit the target board properly. And this is connected to the Arduino, which uses Bluetooth to talk to the app. And the gyroscope and the accelerometer are inbuilt into the iPhone. And the gyroscope helps with orientation of the bow, so they aim in the right direction. And the accelerometer helps tell the user the correct angle to aim in.
That is awesome. And all that you figured out during that challenge where you took part and developed that app?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. So it seems like there's hope for people like me who have not been so successful in shooting the arrows. Next question would be, how will the project continue? I know you figured it out in that event, in that competition. What are the next steps? Is it market ready? Can I download it already? What's going to happen?
Right now, the app isn't fitting like on the smaller iPhones, like on the iPhone SE. It isn't fitting uh-huh. quite right, so I just need to fix that before I publish the app. And also, I'm working on enhancing form corrections, like making even better ones. So I was thinking I could put like an accelerometer on the arm guard. All archers wear arm guards, so the string didn't hit their arm. And I could keep, if I kept an accelerometer on that, where you position your arm is really important in archery, and it could. The accelerometer could detect that, so that would help with form corrections a lot. And the next thing I'm working on is my secret sauce. I'm working on it with my mentor, Miss Candice Bohannon, so I can't share that right now.
That's fine. And yeah, why don't you give us a little outlook on the future? I mean, you're a 12-year-old guy. What are your plans? What do you want to do in the future? Want to be the best archer in the world? Want to be a tech guy? Anything that's in your mind right now?
Do you want the practical ones or the impractical ones?
Whatever you prefer.
Okay, how about both?
That's good. I'll take that.
Okay, so practical ones, making my project more accessible to like blind people. For example, not many people can actually use my project yet, but I really want to change that. And also, I visited Berkeley, UC Berkeley, with my sister because she's going to be a freshman there this fall. And I saw the mechanical engineering program, and I was really excited. So I want to do something robotics related that sounds really, really cool. Like they were making a solar paneled car and a new kind of electric vehicle, and that really fascinated me. And I've always loved Indian cultures. Like I said, I was watching Indian films as a child about the Lord of Archery. So maybe move to India one day. I miss my family and friends there. And of course, eating. I want to eat a lot. You'll eat all kinds of food from all over the world. And here's the impractical ones. I want to visit every country in the world. I love traveling, And I want to adopt a penguin.
That's a very unusual last one. I'm on the journey to go to all countries in Europe. I ticked off most of them, but I admire your ambition to go to all countries in the world. That'll take a time, but it's a good and big ambition. Maybe you can collect a penguin on the way. That would be very handy, I guess.
Yeah, that's really cool, actually. I went to Turkey at the beginning of this summer. Did you go there?
Yes, I've been there, and I've been to Istanbul.
Yeah, me too. And we also went to Troy, which was really fun.
Yeah, I mean, Europe is a great continent and everything is very close, as we know, so it's easy to see incredibly cool places within a short time amount of time as well. Cool. All right, sure, that's it for today. Thank you very much for those insights. It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I'm super curious what you're going to do in 10 years. I'll try to follow up on LinkedIn whenever you're going to join it or whenever you're allowed to use it. And yeah, thanks again for being part of the podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for interviewing me. That was really fun.
Cool. Awesome. Have a good day. Bye bye.
Bye.